You're listening to Drive On Live, with Jason Wilder.
And here on Live 89.5, it's a pleasure to be out of the box and down in the beautiful Boat Lagoon, where the Boat Lagoon Weekends is happening. And now it's time to talk about something super special, because obviously here in Thailand, food is... it's the best. It's the best it could ever be. I think it's now internationally known as one of the best food types ever. And we have a super special chef, because we're joined by not one, but two chefs. We have Chef Dietmar here from the JW Marriott Phuket Resort and Spa. And also we're joined with Chef Prasett Chai, who is here, also known as Chef Jack, who is the winner of the Iron Chef Thailand. Guys, how are you doing? Sawadee Kap.
Sawadee Kap.
Well, it's very nice to have you here. Now let's have a little introduction. What do you do and how do you do it?
So currently, we I come to the JW Marriott Phuket to do the special event. It's called Modern Thai Tapas. So this event I used to do in Lenasong, Bangkok, like a month ago. So it's like special event that we join with the local community. It's called Taste of Ratchaprasong.
Very
so
nice.
It's like I do like special for 10 people for a night only.
Wow, that's cool, man. That's very, very cool. Now let's just go a little bit rewind, because you were involved with a big show, which is the Iron Chef.
Correct.
Now, how did you get involved with that? Because obviously you're resident at the Renaissance in Bangkok, and was that was where you were before, and then going into the show, because as I was saying before, it's a massive pressure to like make food and get it right, to do it in front of a TV show, a TV cameras. How was that?
It's really exciting. Absolutely. So it's like get away from the workplace, and then cooking for the people in front of the camera is like, how can I say, super pressure, because they have like time ticking, the clock ticking, and then it's only 1 hour, and then we need to manage all the things to come out correctly, something like that. So, and then we got like secret ingredient is like 4 kinds of liver, like chicken liver, pork liver, beef liver, and then foie gras. So for myself, I don't like to eat liver.
So you had to prepare the secret ingredient, one that you wouldn't choose yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing for any chef. You're like, you've got to prepare things that maybe you don't like.
Yeah.
But you did pretty well in the competition, Chef Jack. How did you do?
So I need to say that at first, my brain is so blank, because I don't like intest high or something like that. So I did a brainstorm with my team, and then I say that we need to create something out of the box. So for example, we try to do the ice cream from foie gras. So I think nobody done it before. So, and then it's come out really nice, and the judge, they love it.
Wow, that's a totally different style of fusion, just fusion of like styles.
Because how can I say, foie gras normally people think about foie gras is like only pan fry or something like that. So for me, I think foie gras, I think they got like, how can I say, like unique flavor. So why we don't turn out into something special? So we create ice cream from foie gras.
Excellent, wow. Yeah. And you were the winner of the Iron Chef. So this is the thing, taking fusion to a next level. Now let's talk about your style as well, Chef Jack, because obviously traditional Thai food is well respected and well loved, of course, around the world, and especially here in Thailand. Yeah. But you're taking it into a modern style, and this is why you're calling it the modern twist of Thai tapas. Let's talk about your style.
I could say my style is called contemporary. So it's like modern and classic mixed together. So I use some modern technique, and then we don't put too much. Flavor. So for example, like tom yum, everybody tried tom yum before. So we still keep the flavor of tom yum, and then we try to create, normally tom yum is like liquid, really liquid things. So I think tom yum is so got more dimension of that, something like that.
Because it's kind of like the science of cooking now, isn't it? It's
correct.
Like this kind of where it's also very artistic, but it's also very tasty. That's the main thing it's got to be. And this is very special. Now, we have obviously examples on the PhuketNews.com. We do have the poster for this special event because, like you said at the beginning there, you are starting doing this at JW Marriott on Monday. It starts and it goes through to Thursday the 7th.
Correct. Yeah.
And what can people expect? Because you've got different styles of set menus as well,
Yeah, so it's like 10 courses. So from the beginning, from 1st until 10th, you will get the different flavor for sure. So it's like from the bottom until the top. So it's like, how can I say it? Like you climb the ladder. So you will get like from the bottom of the flavor until the depth of the flavor. Like
fantastic. Yeah. So it's a little bit like DJing, but for food.
Yeah.
It's like taking it through, mixing it up into the style.
You can say that.
Fantastic, Chef Jack.
Yeah.
Now let's have Chef Dietmar. Dietmar is going to come and talk as well. You are the executive chef. Please introduce yourself, sir, and talk us a little bit.
Well, I'm Dietmar. I'm the executive chef of JW Phuket Resort and Spa. Jack is one of my old young boys because I worked with him already 14 years ago. And when I saw the menu, I was wowed because it is molecular cuisine versus Thai food, which is something which I have never seen in Thailand before. And I saw the dishes, I tasted the food, I flew to Bangkok, I had a look at it, and it blew me away. So I called Matthias, who is the executive chef of the Renaissance in Bangkok, and I said, "Hey, I want the boy in my hotel." And back then he was a boy, and by now he's a grown-up man, and I'm the old man, but. Yeah, I'm still a chef, and everything about food. And I tasted the food this morning, and it's been absolutely amazing.
Wow, you're lucky. You're very lucky. And this must be something that you're very proud of, knowing Chef Jack for quite a while, and now being an accomplished chef, a winner as well, which is fantastic. Now, talk us through some of the ingredients and some of the menu that we're going to be that people can expect when they come to JW Marriott from the 4th on Monday to the Thursday the 7th.
Well, we start off with the foie gras. It's a pan-seared foie gras on betel leaves. Then we have a ceviche. It's a flame tuna with coconut drops. The tom yum, which Chef Jack just said, it's a steamed lobster with mushrooms, semi-dried tomatoes, and the soup itself goes into a spuma bottle. Yeah, and we shake it up, and we're gonna put the foam on top. It looks very, very cool. Then we do a crackling, we call it, a crispy pork belly. But not with your traditional soy sauce. We're gonna put some Italian pesto as a little bit of a Western touch on top. Then we have a dish which you would like.
Well, I'm hoping you brought some of these for me to sample, of course.
It's called stoned. Yeah. So it's a truffle potato, mushroom dust, and pumpkin puree. Then out of the Phuket blue flowers, we make a granite. Very, very nice, very refreshing. Then we have a barramundi with the sea grapes, which the turtles like to eat.
Yeah.
Right? And then we have a short rib, which we cook for 24 hours just in a plastic bag. And then we add all the sauces and the spices. And and last but not least, you have two desserts. One is the Phuket famous mango, which we make in a special way. It's called mango s'mores. And chili chocolate sphere. And by then, your taste buds are all over the place, and I promise you, you want to talk to Jack.
That's it. Glitter cannons have just exploded in the mind. Everything is absolutely amazing. Well, this sounds incredible, and also a special that's going on Tuesday, which is the Chinese New Year. You're doing the cooking class, which is going to be very intense. It's only 10 people, correct, Chef
Jack?
Yes,
I will do the cooking class for only 10 people maximum. So it's really special for you guys.
And this is going to be at Ginger Cook.
Yeah.
And that will be from 11 till 2.
Correct.
And this will be followed by... So, because this is the thing we were talking just off the mic before, how it's amazing to see the food. And obviously, if you go to the dinings and you go for the 6 to 10 courses of this amazing food, you get to see it, but you don't know how it's prepared. So this is giving a little secret. How do you...
This one going to give you a hint that how we cook. So it's like... I will show the guests for only three plates from the menu, from the 10.
Brilliant.
So it's like mian kham foie gras, we do the Tom Yum Espuma, and we will do the Ocean, which is the Malamandi.
Nice, fish, very yeah. nice. Yeah. Now, Chef Jack, or Chef Prasad Chai, I'd like to also say we have Thai listeners, and obviously this is something special that people would love to experience, so we have Thai people listening. Can you give us in Pasa Thai, please, as well?
Okay. Swadhi Khab, ko, anip poma matam special event ti JW Phuket, na hap, ko, lao jami ahan sip khod ti nam ahan Thai, ro chat Thai, ma pasom gap teknik molecular ti เราจะนำมาให้ทุกท่านได้ชมแล้วก็ตื่นตาตื่นใจไปกับรสชาติอาหารเราจะมีการอธิบายทุกคอร์สว่าแต่ละคอร์สเป็นมายังไงได้รับอินสไปเรชันมาจากตรงไหนนะครับแล้วเราจะมีเดสคริปชันเล็กๆน้อยๆว่าแบบยกตัวอย่างเช่นต้มยำมันก็คือต้มยำแต่เราทำอะไรให้มันพิเศษมากขึ้นอะไรเงี้ยครับ
อร่อยมากสุดยอดครับผม
ครับ
This sounds very nice. It's making me hungry as we go. So this is a very special thing that's going on. It's nice because as we're talking, some people do pop-ups. They only do it for one night, two nights. But you've come down. You're giving your time up here, which is like 4 days.
Four
so
days.
People have got to get booking up at JW Marriott. We'll just give them as well. If you can just carry on talking, inviting people, because I just need to find some details here. It's JW. Yeah, go on, carry on. So basically, if you are wanting to book, then you can go online, JW Marriott Phuket Chefs. Oh, no, that's Instagram.
That's my Instagram.
That's your Instagram. There you go. You can Chef Detmar. JW Marriott Phuket Resort.com is the website, and this is where you can get involved and make your reservations and bookings. We definitely recommend it. We have information on the PhuketNews.com as well. There is the story all about Chef Jack, what happened, how he won the Iron Chef, and also this is giving a rundown of the prices, what to expect, some of the ingredients and that. It will be very, very special. Guys, thank you so much for taking some time out. You'd like to say some more, Chef Jack?
Thank you very much. So if you want to come and try with my food, so you have a chance, like from 4th until 7th of February. So please book until the seat is fully. Yeah.
And of course, that what we were saying on Tuesday on the 5th as well, that is a super special experience for people to actually see, because it's the science of cooking, it's the molecular sort of changing of the food and the taste, capturing them in froths and air and all this kind of stuff. For anyone who's kind of been watching on Netflix, The Chef's Table, seeing different techniques, this is an opportunity to actually go and see it real in front of you happening at JW Marriott. So that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, you. Chef Prasad Chai, the thank winner you. Of Iron Chef Thailand, going to be doing his magic at JW Marriott. Chef Dietmar, thank you very much for coming in as well.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to welcome every one of you, because having guest chefs is something which we love to do, but having Thai guest chefs is very special for us.
And thank you to Kumio as well. Thank you for bringing the guys down. This is Live 89.5, the Drive program here on Drive.